Hello and welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast. We come out every Wednesday bringing you the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about bug handling, Tom Hiddleston and Irish music.
And I'm going to be talking about romance, jewels and Proust.
Cool. Well, to start us off, there is a show on this week at Lady Margaret Hall in the Simpkins Lee Theatre. This is Emily La Marquise du Châtelet Defends Her Life Tonight. It's set in 18th century France, and it's about Voltaire's lover and her passion for science and for life. We sent along a reviewer last night who really enjoyed it. She said that it has a premise that the notion that Emily could come back from the dead to relive key moments of her life while tallying on a blackboard points of either love or philosophy, which is an interesting concept. There's also apparently some amazing costumes, including a dress made out of pages and books.
Ooh, wow.
Sounds very cool. And yeah, the reviewer said she really enjoyed it, particularly thought it would work well for younger children, younger people in general, because of its presentations of the sciences as a rebellious and courageous career, and lots of slapstick as well.
Brilliant.
So that's on at the Simpkins Lee Theatre in Lady Margaret Hall, Tuesday to Saturday this week at 7:30, and there's also a matinee on Saturday as well.
Well, I think this week might be slightly sponsored by the baguette, because I also have a French event, which is tonight at the Maison Française on Norham Road. There's going to be a reading of extracts from Marcel Proust's À la recherche du temps perdu, In the Search of Lost Time, with musical interludes in between the extracts.
Nice.
It seems very sort of like the kind of entertainment there would have been in the era from Emily du Châtelet. So the novel itself has 7 volumes, so there is a large number of extracts to choose from. So if you've got a favourite bit in the Search of Lost Time, it might not come up because there's
request.
Too many. Yeah, hopefully that would be great. Request a volume and a page. If you haven't heard of the Maison Française before, it's the French Centre for Research in Humanities and Social Sciences. And they host several events each week, really, during term time, mostly seminars and lectures on French history and culture, of course. So if you're interested in them, then you can find out more on their website, mfo.ac.uk. And the reading tonight is free. It's at 8 p.m. at the Maison Française.
Cool.
Moving on to Thursday, the Oxford Imps, they are Oxford University's student comedy improv troupe, and they are turning 10 years old this year and celebrating their 10th birthday with a gig at the New Theatre.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Probably better than my 10th birthday. I think I went to see The Phantom of Menace and my dad fell asleep.
Oh, God.
So the Oxford Imps, they do regular shows, often at the Wheatsheaf, and they go up to Edinburgh every summer. So they're a very seasoned bunch of performers. You've possibly come across them before.
I think I bumped into a few of them in the Half Moon one time. They're coming around.
They're about doing their thing. At this show is going to be the current Imps, joined by some of their notable alumni who've gone on into careers in stand-up and music and magic.
Very cool.
Which is a good word. And it's their special day. They're providing the entertainment. They're not bringing in a children's
cake
clown. Hopefully there's going to be cake. It's basically going to be loads of fun. I think there's going to be a really fantastic atmosphere, good camaraderie between everyone. You can get your tickets for tomorrow. It's at 8 p.m. at the New Theatre on Thursday.
Awesome. Well, starting this Thursday, but it's going to be running for about 10 days, is the Tull Street Arts Festival. And in this, there's going to be so many events going on at every venue down Tull Street. So it's going to be in all of the colleges, so Lincoln, Exeter and Jesus, as well as the Missing Bean and Tull Street Kitchen. They've all got events on running from the 13th to the 23rd, as well as The Cellar, which isn't on Tull Street, but they're getting involved as well. The launch night is going to be at The Cellar, and it's going to be some student bands playing some music. It's the Manatees, Xander Sharp and the Monobrows, which I think is a great band name. Well done. Afro Giraffe and Will Johnson will all be playing. It's £3 before 11, £5 after. And yeah, that's just launching it all off. Later in the week, on Saturday, there's going to be a choir installation in Exeter College. Sunday at 8, there'll be a jazz and drawing night in the Saskatchewan room in Exeter College. And Monday at 9, there's a poetry evening in the Missing Bean and Tull Street Bake Off, Jesus College JCR.
And that's just a selection. There's still loads of other events programmed as well.
Tip of the iceberg. There are so many events going on over the 10 days. You can find out more about those events and all the other events at tsaf.co.uk or on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Sounds like a nice array, especially the bake-off.
Yeah,
good to get some cooking in. So February also marks the LGBT History Month here in the UK. So there are lots of events raising awareness of LGBT history and rights, not including the Sochi Olympics, but
yeah,
I think they've sort of done their bit to raise awareness.
Well.
Timed very well. So the university hold an annual LGBT History Month talk, and this is going to be tomorrow night at the Museum of Natural History, led by Professor Dermot McCulloch, and it's going to be re-examining the history of sexuality in the Christian West. So Dermod is a lecturer in the Faculty of Theology and Religion and has particular interest in the history of Christianity. I can't really comment on his sexual credentials and that element of the talk, but this talk is a really quite big event. They often have good high-profile speakers, and you can assure yourself that the content and the talk's going to be serious.
Is there a Q&A after as well, or can you get involved in the discussion?
It hasn't specified a Q&A, but I imagine there hopefully will be room for talking. You are advised to book, because this is a really busy, popular event. It's 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Museum of Natural History.
Well, Friday. What's coming on Friday?
Friday. What is Friday? It's Valentine's Day. It's February the 14th.
Corporate nonsense.
We ran a competition on our website over the last month asking people for poems, Valentine's poems. We had a pro and an anti competition, and we chose the winners yesterday, and they've been contacted and have some awesome prizes. And I'm going to read out one of the pro-Valentine's poems.
This one is pretty good.
The moment I laid my eyes on you, I knew it was love at first sight. It's you that I desire from morning until night. To revel in your knowledge, so interesting and so fine. Your intelligence and sophistication, matched only by mine. My mind awakened as I stared longingly at you. My hands shaking as I touched. This love is meant for two. We are destined to make memories and have great times together. To nurture our relationship, guaranteed to last forever. I know you are the one I'll tell all my friends about. Your dark, exciting features would leave them in no doubt. You are my daily info, Oxford, my happy ever after. The only sight I'll ever need, let's fill our days with laughter.
Bravo.
That's from Lucy L. Richards. She wrote a poem about us, so that was
one of the winners. We didn't write it ourselves, promise. Well, I've got one from the other half of the competition. This is an anti-poem. I find couples sickening. Yes, I'm single, and Valentine's Day just rubs it in. My housemates have been together for years and years. They go out for meals far more frequently than me, and they're always touching hands and lips at the table. One word, inseparable. And everyone knows that they're a couple. You can't mention one without the other. Blah. Room 3, the cutlery drawer, the kitchen, is a depressing place to live. So I can't help but ask, when will the dish run away with the spoon? Very nice.
A lovely anti-poem.
Yeah, and themed around that, we're going to have some events as well. Lots of events, of course, happening on Friday for Valentine's Day. But we've themed it similarly around our competition. So we've got some pro events that Anais is going to share with you and some anti ones as well.
And if you want to read any of the other poems in the competition, you can find them from our homepage. There's the pro and anti competition links. And you can also find out about all the other events happening in Oxford forever. Our website is dailyinfo.co.uk.
Right, what slushy nonsense do you have for us, Anais?
Well, I've got a few suggestions, starting with Valentine's Stories and Supper at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. So the brilliant women from the theatre company Scary Little Girls are going to be telling tales and singing songs about love whilst you tuck into a two-course meal, which is a main and pudding, the two most important bits. Thank you. It's going to be really atmospheric, really beautiful, really relaxing. It's £25, new meals included, and it's at 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day.
Ugh, insufferable. Well, at the Phoenix, I've got a modern gothic romance for you. Only Lovers Left Alive stars Tom Hiddleston and Tilda Swinton. And it is about Adam and Eve, who are two vampires who meet up again after their like long-lost loves, and they get back together and cause a bit of mischief. It starts at 11:15 p.m. on Friday. Also, if you like Tom Hiddleston, he's also in Coriolanus NT Encore on Sunday at 4. But yeah, sort of darker bit of romance for Valentine's Day this year at the Phoenix.
If you would like some romantic music whilst you enjoy a dinner or a drink on Valentine's Day, the Bear Inn have booked a harpist who's going to be playing classical, jazz and contemporary music. The Bear is tiny, and I have no idea where they're going to fit a harp and a harpist. So even if you're not particularly feeling romantic, you could just go along to work out how they did it.
I have no idea.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Harp music, terrible. What you want to do is head down to the Fir Tree on Friday. This is Love Bites, non-romantic rock and metal music from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Alcohol and heavy metal, what better way to spend a corporate festival of love?
And finally, something which isn't traditionally romantic, but still a pretty sassy date choice. The Oxford's Cuban-style brass and Latin band Ran Can Can and carnival band Orchestra Bombo are both playing at the Arts at the Old Fire Station on Friday from 8 p.m. So it's not your standard candlelit dinner, but it's going to be fun, it's going to be loud, joy, dancing, sweat. It's going to be pretty sexy. And you can show that special someone that your hips don't lie.
Or you can go to the Un-Valentine's Cayley at the Catholic Chaplaincy at 7:30 p.m. No sentimentality here, just cracking music and fun dancing. And you can dance with a date or with your mates.
Nice.
And they've also, in a lot of their promotional material, they keep harking on about a very cheap bar. So that's also a highlight.
Also good. Well, that is enough of the romance. On to the weekend.
Back to the culture. Okay, on Saturday, the Natural History Museum up on Parks Road, you will have noticed, has been closed for the last 14 months, but it's finally reopening. They've got a Dusk Till Dawn event starting at 7 a.m. going on till 5 p.m. Over the 14 months, they've spent £2 million. They took out 8,500 glass tiles from the ceiling and cleaned them and put them back again.
Oh my goodness.
They also did the first restoration on a whale skeleton for like 100 years or something. So lots of conservation work at the same time. And you might have actually seen over the time they've put some of their artefacts around the city. So you might have seen some random animals. I think there was an owl at the train station and there was a penguin in the covered markets.
Yeah, there was a dinosaur in Blackwell's. I think the dodo went to the Ashmolean. So it's keeping you intrigued.
Exactly, so it's all been running up to this. They've also got a new cafe, which is opening. It's going to be run by Mortons and run at the top, like above most of the artifacts.
Wow.
So you'll be looking down on the dinosaurs. And you can get breakfast in the cafe from 7 a.m. There's also going to be live bands and bug handling and all sorts of... and some talks. And it's going to be a really fun day. And yeah, it's 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And go and support an Oxford institution.
Another Oxford institution, the Ashmolean, have an exhibition running at the moment until the end of March called A Bestiary of Jewels, and it's showing the work of artist, craftsman, goldsmith Kevin Coates.
What's a bestiary?
A bestiary is a medieval sort of encyclopedia which had mostly information on animals, and so Kevin Coates has made his own bestiaries and he's associated various jewels with the animals and created his own kind of book and story. So it's really, really beautiful. And he's going to be giving a lecture at 11 a.m. at the Ashmolean about bestiaries. He'll explain them in a lot more detail than I have. And also on how they are kind of forms of art and theology and history all in one. He exhibits all over the world and makes really interesting work that's really kind of influenced by history and using really, really beautiful items, beautiful gems. And so he's definitely going to have some great content and ideas to share, and that's 11 a.m. until 12 at the Ashmolean on Saturday.
So are they like a combination of goldsmith work and illustration?
Yes, so and sort of craftsmen, sort of the designing it and putting it together. And he's done lots of kind of sculptures as well, of sort of bowls and chalices and that kind of thing.
It's very cool. It's him going to be doing the talk about it as well, about his own work, his own exhibition. Very nice. I might have to head on to that.
And later in the evening, what could you do on Saturday?
Well, at the Oxford Town Hall on St Aldate's, there is a grand Viennese ball.
This sounds so majestic.
Sounds amazing. It's being put on by Oxford Phil and Musica, and it will have lots of waltzes and polkas and marches and quadrilles from the Strauss family. If you just go along for the concert, it's £25. If you want to dance, it's going to be £45. And the dress is white tie and or period costumes. So it'll be women in white dresses and men in white tie, all looking beautiful. Earlier in the day, if you don't know how to waltz as well or do dance along to these things, you can go to an optional dance lesson.
This is useful.
Very useful. It costs £5 and it's from 12 to 2. So you can learn your dances, go home, get changed, get in your clothes rags and head back out to the Viennese Ball. But yeah, so it should be a really lovely evening.
Really unusual. I hope there's a lot of people in period dress.
Mm. No masks though. Don't mix up your Viennese and your Venetian. That'll be awkward.
Okay. That's enough of the weekend. What is happening on Monday night in Oxford?
Well, Coulter's Tour of Britain is coming. So now, Coulter's Curatori Éireann is an organisation dedicated to the promotion of Irish music and culture. And this spring, they're coming on a tour to Britain and they're going to be stopping at Oxford at the Cowley Works Social Club. They're going to be showcasing lots of traditional Irish music and song and Irish dancing and the Irish language through storytelling as well.
Hopefully the tin whistle.
Yeah, hopefully. Should we head along? Should we play? Yeah. Join in. I'm not sure you can join in. Maybe ask them first. It's on Monday at 8 p.m. It's £8 advance, £10 on the door. Yeah, and if you want to learn more about it, but it's also just going to be a really nice evening.
Yeah, bit of crack.
Yeah, love the crack. Hopefully there's a bar. Have a few of us.
If you do also like Irish culture, there is Gaelic football club in Oxford, and you can find out when they train on our website, which I was quite excited about.
There is. There's also an Irish coffee morning, I think, and lots of sessions all over the place. So you can search daily info for Irish, and you'll find all sorts of things.
Finally, on Tuesday, the UPP have a screening and Q&A at 9 p.m. of the micro-budget thriller film Third Contact. This is a film that's been written and directed by Simon Horrocks and apparently cost £4,000 and was shot on a camcorder. But despite its extremely humble origins, it's actually already been screened at the IMAX in London and is being screened globally and had really great back from critics and audiences. And the people behind the film also launched a Kickstarter campaign and raised up to £15,000 to distribute the film. So it's been crowdfunded because people want to see it and have it brought to them.
I've seen part of their campaign around. It's been very intelligently, interestingly marketed.
And the people of Oxford clearly wanted to see it because it's going to be at the UPP. It's a really accomplished debut indie film, and you can find out a lot more about it by asking the man behind it on Tuesday at the UPP from 9 p.m. That's all the events we've got for you this week. You can find out more about them and find other events happening in Oxford on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also like us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford, or follow us on Twitter for more information about jobs, reviews, events, everything. That's at Daily Info Oxford.